You're listening to Industry Iowa, presented by CIRIS, the Center for Industrial Research and Service. Here's your host, Stephen Wilson.
Welcome to another episode of Industry Iowa. I am Stephen C. Wilson, your host, and with us today, I always like to stay in studio, but Ann's not in studio, and I'm not really in a studio. Coming from a basement, I'll tell you that. Coming from a basement, but we have Ann Buck, and with Helena Industries, and I've had the opportunity to do some work with Ann in TWI within the organization, and so I wanted to have Ann come on and just talk about their experiences. And so, Ann, thanks for being on the program, and just open us up with a little bit of who is Ann Buck.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. So my name is Ann Buck. I am the CI manager at Helena Industries in Des Moines. I've been here for just over 4 years, working on their CI department.
Have you always been in that role?
No. So when I graduated from Iowa State a few years ago, degree in chemical engineering. I've worked in the food industry, process engineer. I've worked as a project engineer. I've worked in quality management and CI.
What prompted you to look at CI? And I assume it's something you want to do. So what prompted you to step into that role?
Originally, I went into CI because I really enjoyed Six Sigma and process improvement. That is something I really enjoyed doing, looking at data, making process improvements.
You're one of those, aren't you, Ann?
I am one of those. And when I got into continuous improvement, I realized it's more than just Six Sigma, process improvement. There's another pillar to lean, and that's that respect for people and that people development.
Yeah. So I know you've been doing a lot of different things within the organization, but for context today, I want to talk about TWI. How did Helena begin that journey of TWI, training within industry? How did you begin on that journey?
Well, we began with TWI. Originally, we had deployed the starter kata in our organization, where we were focused on both the improvement kata and the coaching kata with the goal of building scientific thinkers within our organization. And as we were going through making those improvements, we realized that we had an obstacle that we were facing in that we didn't know how to train our staff effectively. Mm-hmm. And so we were familiar with TWI job instruction. And we decided to start going through the training program of getting our frontline leaders trained on how to train others.
Mm-hmm. So you started down with just that particular module. And again, for folks that maybe don't understand training within industry or don't have experience with it, training with industry has three primary modules. And then standard work is another one. But three primary, and that's job relations, job instruction, and job methods. And so you started out by doing job instructions. What were some of the things that you saw come out of that work that you were doing with your frontline leaders?
Specifically with regards to
job instructions, yeah.
Yeah. So our initial hypothesis really was that if we trained our frontline leaders in job instruction, then we would be able to train our workforce. But even as we use PDCA to evaluate how we're training our employees, we received feedback from our frontline leaders that the having them go through each of the tasks 7 times, it was a bit overwhelming for the leader to do that, to train mm-hmm. in that method for all of the tasks that they have. Mm-hmm. So that was an obstacle that came up almost immediately, that it was just too complicated to sustain.
Mm-hmm. So you made, again, as you were saying, the PDCA, plan, do, check, adjust, act, whichever one you want to use it. But what adjustments did you make relative to that then?
Yeah, so we also determined that that we also didn't have standards at which we needed to train. So we quickly realized this as well, because when we were deploying job instruction, we learned that job instruction isn't going to replace, or it shouldn't be a way to document how you do a certain task. Job instruction is truly notes for the trainer, or a standard for the
Right.
trainer to train a task. And so the learner, the trainee, should never really be looking at the JIP that you would create as an output of the job instruction. And we also quickly realized that we needed to beef up our work standards, work instructions, in order to truly be able to train folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we took a step back and said, okay, this also isn't working. Let's figure out how to create robust work standards, work instructions.
So it sounds as though you truly value the feedback and the input that you're getting from your people.
That's correct.
And not just making the assumption, oh, they don't want to do it. That's why they're giving pushback, but they actually had some valid points. And that you adapted, you adjusted.
That is absolutely correct. As a CI department, we really wanted to set the standard for scientific thinking within our organization. And if we were getting feedback from our team that something wasn't working well, we wanted to take that and really evaluate and adjust based off that feedback.
Yeah. Tell us, you've mentioned it a few times, scientific thinking. What are we talking about there? Define that for us.
So scientific thinking is really based off the Plan, Do, Check, Act cycle, PDCA. And a lot of times within an organization, you do really well at plan, do.
Yeah.
But it's really easy to forget the Check Act and check your hypothesis. You know, I anticipate or I predict that X will happen. Did it happen or did it not happen? And if not, why? And then what did you learn? Oh, I learned X, Y, and Z. And then make another plan based off those learnings.
Yeah. Yeah. I always love to put it in the context of check the results and then check the process.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do it right? So if we got the results that we wanted to, but we didn't follow the process, let's go back and review the process, because maybe we can even get better results, right? Or if we got the results and we didn't, a lot of times we'll go, oh, hey, I don't care how we did it, we got the result. But it's studying those things, both the results and the process or the method that we did. And then, yeah, taking the necessary action and creating that new plan. But yeah, I think that is so true. We're very good at planning and doing, but yeah, then what? So excellent. So you started out with a lot of you're doing job instruction and then work standards and that. At what point did you shift to focusing on job relations? Because I know, again, you mentioned part of continuous improvement and that thought process and theory that you have and the organization has is that number one tenet of lean, respect for people. So at what point did you say, hey, we need to focus on job relations?
Yeah. So when we, so this all came from Oscar Roche out of the TWI Institute out of Australia. And he does a really great job at explaining how work standards, job instruction, and job relations kind of all play together.
Yeah.
And when you create a work standard or a work instruction, that's documentation for, you know, your output. What do you want to achieve from that standard? How should the machine run? And then what do the people need to do to achieve that output? Once that's documented, it's clear. There's no ambiguity in those instructions. Then you have to build adherence to those standards.
Mm-hmm.
And there are obstacles that you will face when building adherence to those work standards. And the first obstacle is that an employee doesn't know and they can't do. So the countermeasure to that is simply training. So how do we build trainers within our organization? The routine that you can follow is job instruction. And with that routine, it shouldn't be applied at for every type of job that you have. It should job instruction should be reserved for critical tasks that are really tricky, that are really hard, that you need to go through that repetitive motion for in order to achieve your output. So what we also learned is that when we train, all that we have to do is have the elements of show, tell, illustrate, and practice. If you have those four elements in your training program, you will be successful at training. Show, tell, illustrating, and practice. And again, these are things that we've learned from Oscar Roche and the TWI Institute.
Yes.
Yeah. So to get to your question about how we pulled in JR, the second countermeasure, that the second obstacle that you're going to face when you're building adherence to work standards are the folks that know can, but they aren't doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So folks that don't want to change the way that they're doing a certain task, they don't want to run to the standard. So the countermeasure to that scenario is leadership. And the routine that you can follow to build leadership is job relations, where you are really focused on building trust within your leadership team, trust within your organization.
How did you ensure then that TWI, right, doesn't became, you know, and we say this, the flavor of the month, how did you ensure that TWI didn't become just a check the box? Because I've had the opportunity to come and do some training for Ann and her team, and there, how do we ensure, because the last thing that I want as a trainer is that the moment I leave, that's when, you know, it ends, right? The learning ends. You want that to extend and that it be something that is consistently applied. How has Helena helped to really ensure that it's not just that check the box training that's occurring?
Yeah. So really it's a top-down approach and making sure that the top leaders within our organization understand all of these aspects, that they're that they're very knowledgeable about when we say work standards, what does that mean? When we talk about job relations, do you know the foundations for good relations? When we talk about job instruction, do you understand what job instruction is, and that is really based around that show, tell, illustrating, and practice piece? So first it's getting that buy-in from the upper management and getting that support. And then secondly, we have been most successful at sustaining the TWI, both job instruction, work standards, job relations, when we give the team space to experiment on how they want to deploy this in their area. We're not prescriptive, saying that you must build 5 work standards this month. That's not the case at all. The focus is on letting the team decide how to use the skills for themselves.
That's a unique approach. It's a unique approach, and it's not one that should be as unique as it probably is, right? Because so oftentimes we will come through that prescriptive, you have to do it this way, but not every situation, not every scenario plays out the same way. And again, your foundation number 4, making best use of people's abilities, the philosophy isn't, hey, you don't know anything, and so just do it as we say here.
And even with that, giving them room to fail. Me as a CI leader could assess the situation and say, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work, but you know what, that's okay. I'm going to let them try what they want to try, and they're going to learn. and then they're going
Right.
to be more apt to sustain any improvements that they make.
Yeah, yeah. And again, as opposed, and we talk about these things in leadership and development, and we may say all day, yes, hey, it's okay to fail. Hey, it's okay. But then how do we actually deal with things when people fail?
Mm-hmm.
When they make those efforts to improve. And it sounds like that has been, a creation of a culture where failing, and I heard Simon Sinek, you're familiar with Simon Sinek? Yes, he was talking about the difference between failing and falling. And he likes
mm-hmm.
to refer to it as falling, those small things that you, those errors when we're doing this, and we're trying something else, and we fall. But we get back up. Failure is, that's it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But just simply falling, and we need to allow that to happen, particularly in continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm. I think we're really focused on learning, right? We're not focused. It's not a fail. Not a failure if what you hypothesize isn't what actually happened. The focus is on what did you learn, and then what are you going to do next?
Yeah. So talk us a little bit about, somebody saying, all right, Ann, this is great theory. It sounds good. But how's it impacting us? How is it impacting the organization? So do you have some stories as to how this is impacting Helena, whether it be individuals or the organization as a whole?
Yeah, I can give you a specific example in one of our areas. It's our mill. It's one of the oldest areas in our facility, and they were running into a quality defect problem, and the team had already been working on the creation of work standards. So they were spending a small part of every day creating these work standards, and it was the frontline leader. It was the supervisor who was carving out time to do this, and so when the quality incident occurred, then that supervisor already had a set of standards that he could look and review and look at from a critical eye and say, hey, I'm not getting the output that I need. I'm not meeting my output standard. Where are there gaps in the process? Wasn't blaming people. It was really critically looking at the process and the standard. So he was able to review his work standard. When he was making changes to that work standard, he realized that there's a critical, tricky piece of that unit operation where it was appropriate to create a job instruction breakdown sheet. So he went ahead and used his job instruction knowledge, created a job instruction breakdown sheet, and we spent a week going through PDCA of how to create this job instruction breakdown sheet to achieve the output that we need. So even within job instruction, there is PDCA, what
yeah.
words that we have to use
yeah.
To specifically get the output that we need. And then that supervisor also really took a critical eye on how he can make abnormal easy to see through the use of visual management. So he was able to put red and green indicators on our equipment so that he could that the operator could know right away if they should expect a good or a bad output from that unit operation. So
how are you seeing, oh, go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. So how have you seen behaviors? Because obviously that's what we want to see. We want to
mm-hmm.
see behaviors changed. What are some of the things, be it through job relations, job instructions, behaviors changing?
Yeah, so I think that the biggest behavior that has changed is the being humble, and that even within experimentation, that you're humble enough to know, hey, this is what I expected, it didn't work out, and
yeah.
we're going to try something else. I think just really that humility that we see in our organization.
Yeah, and I'm only in a small area when I am there, but you definitely sense that amongst the people, that humility, that willingness to share, to kind of step out, to take an appropriate level risk in trying these things. Because there's a culture that's been created that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to, you know, as long as we are learning, as you said, and moving forward. Overall value that you would say that TWI has brought to your organization. You have a few things that encapsulate what TWI has done for Helena.
I think TWI has really given Helena a framework of how to support our supervisors at the front line and provide them with the skills that they need to lead their teams.
I would assume then too that this has, you know, where there's a culture of not wanting to bring forth the negative things. I think it was Billy Ray Taylor, who we've both had the opportunity to hear and converse with. He had said, you know, celebrate the reds.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the greens, not just those things, but celebrate the reds. How is not only TWI, but some of the other work that you've been doing on the culture, how has that been impacted? Folks' willingness to celebrate the red?
Not only celebrating the red, but not trying to blame people, but really mm-hmm. look at the process. I think that red isn't an indication of a person. It's an indication of how the process is running. And I think we're starting to have that shift in mindset that just because a KPI is red is not an indication of a leader's performance. It's yeah. really an area for us to improve and to get better.
Yeah. Very briefly, touch on Kata, because you're utilizing both, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Again, overall summation of what Kata is.
Yeah. So Kata is a way to bring scientific thinkers, build scientific thinkers within your organization through the use of the improvement Kata, which is a really regimented way to think about problems, and then a coaching kata, and that is for coaches to develop scientific thinkers within their organizations. So we've used kata within our organization, and what we're trying to do is currently we're trying to move away from the starter kata. We don't want people to think of kata as something that you do at a board every day. We want people to think about kata every day. It's a mindset that
right.
they do.
Yeah.
So we're currently going through that transition of experimenting. How do we move out from kata boards and into just the kata mindset that once you've developed a scientific thinker, how do we just have that ingrained in our culture?
Yeah, that's almost like, you know, Paul Akers talks about 2 second lean and he reduces, he says the really things, if you focus on the first, say for instance, with 5S, you know, the first sort, set in order, shine, sustain and standardize and sustain, take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
right? If you focus on those three. And so I think, yeah, if you can focus on that and then all of a sudden, yeah, those additional things, the boards and that thing, those aren't as essential because it's just ingrained in us. That is how we do business there. So for a company just starting their TWI journey, what would you encourage them to do and not to do?
Yeah. So I think that every organization is unique. Every organization has a different set of circumstances. So I wouldn't want to prescribe a roadmap for anybody to follow of implementing TWI within their organization. That
yes.
would not be very scientific of me to say. So I think that the first thing that you need to do is look at your written documentation. Is it subjective or is it objective? Are you clearly stating what the output of that work instruction should do? Do you know what the output should be? You should look at your written documentation and say, have you clearly defined how your machine is set up? And then look at your work instructions. Like, have you clearly defined what the person should do in order to run the equipment or run their process? And their machine is set in a certain way in order to achieve their output. So first and foremost, take a critical look at your written documentation, because those documents are the basis for your improvements, those standards. The second thing to look at would be, how do you solve your problems? Are you focused on planning and doing, or do you really look at checking and act when after you've implemented something? And if you don't have a strong way to solve problems, look at Kata and building scientific thinkers within your organization. I would look at how different departments trust each other and trust within a department, and how you handle problems, people problems specifically. And if you don't have trust or you don't know how to handle people problems, look at job relations and try to build the skill of getting results through people and building that trust. And then finally, if you have, look at your training program and how robust is that training program, and does your training program have those elements of show, tell, illustrate, and practice? And if it doesn't do that, you know, look into job instruction and learn from the backbone or the elements that you see there.
And lastly, where does Helena go from here with regards to continuous improvement? What's it look like?
Yeah, so we've learned a lot, and I assume that we will continue to learn as we look at deploying Lean within our organization. I think our next steps are to continue to focus on work standards. And as Oscar Roche of the TWI Institute says, pick the smallest item of greatest importance and work on that first. So we will continue to look for small items of greatest importance and create work standards from those. And then we will overcome the obstacle of building adherence to work standards through the use of following the routines of job instruction and job relations. And then we will get to the point of true continuous improvement once we have set those good standards.
Excellent. Well, Anne, thanks for being a guest on Industry Iowa.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. And yeah, hey, if you want to learn more about Cirrus at iastate.edu, Anne, and I know the organization is part of the Iowa Lean Consortium, so I encourage you listeners to get involved with that as well. All right, thanks, and we'll see you on the next episode.